This is No Offense Spandex, episode 117, for Sunday, December 26th, 2010. Second promo came out on the internets, and it showed some familiar things, and it showed some new things. In fact, we heard some new things. Heard some monsters talk.
Some terrible monster dialogue, yes.
Yeah, that first monster in Shin Kendra anyway just looks like the stupidest thing in the world. Why did they use him?
What?
He's got he's got a big like mouth like goiter. What do you call that?
I don't know.
I don't know what that thing is. I don't know. Not a fan. Not a fan of that monster.
Wow. I was just like, okay, that's a dialogue. I mean, I'm hoping that was like, oh, well, maybe like, they just threw that together for a promo. Well, why would you?
Terrible. It's terrible. Like, it's not funny. It's not. It's just sort of there. Like, all right. Hopefully, the final product will be better. Yeah.
A lot of times things get redubbed for promos than how they actually appear in the show.
Yes. Like, so, like Ziggy's voice on, you know.
Scott.
Exactly.
Yes. Good times. Good effing times.
Yes. Oh, and they like remixed the Mighty Morphin theme song in the background.
What? Which... It's Pimp.
I kind of like how it sounds. I just don't know. I mean, people are like, is that going to be the theme song? And I'm like, I hope not.
It could be worse. It could be worse. We've had worse original theme songs. A remix might actually be a good idea.
I mean,
think about it.
I guess, I mean...
Would you rather have five fingers reaching for the sky?
In five ways.
In five ways.
Yes.
I don't know. I guess not, but
the
mix
sounds pretty good now, doesn't it?
I kind of want to see all the different five ways, actually.
All the different five ways.
Yeah, it could be Andre Fake Thousand all over again.
Oh, I remember Andre Fake Thousand. Oh, wow.
All right, let's go. It's time to turn it on. Okay, let's not do that. But.
Could be that again. So yes, it's a it's a typical promo that's like, all right, shows the Power Rangers, look, Power Rangers forever, Samurai forever, or some kind of crap, whatever.
Well, isn't it just nice that we've had two different promos already and it's December? Awesome. That's good. That means
I'm
they
not
care.
Excited for either one, really.
That means they care, though. They're putting out promos.
Yeah, they actually are putting out promos. They actually showed some effort.
That is a good sign.
They're acknowledging the fact that the show exists.
It's a step up.
So,
and it's Mighty Morphin, but not, basically.
I don't know about you, but if I was bringing a franchise back, I would pimp Mighty Morphin. I would do it.
I understand why they're doing it. It's just, I hate the way that they're just latching on to Mighty Morphin's popularity and trying to make it like, oh, Samurai's going to be the exact same thing, but it's not.
But they're not saying that.
That's what they're trying to say. When they use the music, when they use the promo pictures with the Mighty Morphin helmets.
Yeah, it's a Samurai present wrapped in Mighty Morphin wrapping, basically.
Yeah.
But when they were pimping out the new season, they were also pimping out, and we've got the library of all the shows.
That's what I was trying to say. There is no mention at all in the promo. It's not like they're putting the music in to express that or anything.
By the same token, there's no mention of Mighty Morphin in the promo either, so your point's equally defeated. by the same logic.
What? What? But wait, wasn't that his point though? Like
No,
in the samurai
you said
promo.
they're wrapping it in Mighty Morphin, but if they don't say it, then how are they wrapping it in Mighty
Oh,
Morphin?
because they dubbed out the Mighty Morphin words.
No, that is the recognizable theme song. Like
Yeah.
it's meant
Yeah,
to
it's
like.
logic. It's logically, if you're trying to promote Power Rangers, what are you going to do? You're going to put out something that says, "This is Power Rangers."
Well,
Obviously.
I understand the logic of that. Yeah, it's just a matter of like, okay, how much is Samurai going to be standing on like the Mighty Morphin thing on the foundation that was laid by Mighty Morphin and not on its own two legs, you know?
Yeah. Probably
And
not, but it's a nice way to try to draw in fans that, aren't lifelong fans, but they liked it when they were younger. It's smart to try to get a
what
bigger
they
audience.
what? The only people that are still around that like the Mighty Morphin ones are the older ones that have stuck around. It's not like the 3-year-olds are going to be like, "Oh
I know,
yeah,
but
Mighty Morphin. I remember that was the day, man." No.
there's still probably adults out there that might they like watch a few shows on Nickelodeon.
Fair enough.
So, and they hear a Power Rangers theme, like, oh, I remember that. Maybe I'll watch the new one.
They're
So,
not marketing it
okay,
to.
here's my take on it, right? You're gonna have the people like our age who haven't watched the show in forever turn in saying, "Oh yeah, I remember that show," and then watch the show be like, "Yo, we're the originals, this sucks," and then turn it off.
Yep,
You're
pretty
gonna have those
much.
people, right? Then you're gonna have the little kids who
What
you
is
know, if they're
this?
watching the watch if they're watching the like the reruns, because you know they have Nicktoons or whatever, if they're watching the reruns who never even heard of the show, they're gonna be like, "Oh cool, this is a new show, this is so awesome, wow, this is cool," you know. On that other side, right? And then you're gonna have the new people, the new fans to who you know to the actual like show that they're supposed to be promoting, and not Mighty Morphin. And I personally think it's gonna be the same, like always gonna be a big premiere, and then you know trickle down to like your regular, not really popular, but the toys are awesome kind of thing.
That's
You
pretty
know,
standard for a while.
it's been pretty sad because, like, if it's not honestly, if it's not like the old school Mighty Morphin people, you know, you're not gonna get that many like people who are our age who stop watching the show come back into it for Samurai. I mean, the only time I saw that like there are actually new fans when was Dino Thunder, SPD. And,
Yeah,
well,
around
I
that
wasn't
time.
really around that much for Ninja Storm. I really wasn't like when it was on the actual TV. But yeah, Dino Thunder and Ninja Storm. Dino Thunder and SPD were the ones who were like, "Wow, I stopped watching the show. I'm watching the show again. I'm gonna watch all these episodes and stuff."
Yeah.
You know? Like that's the only time I saw it. And then like Mystic Force kind of just killed that, you know?
Oh,
So
too bad.
I
I
don't know.
mean.
I don't know how, you know, I mean, there are gonna be a few of us that be like, "All right, I'll check this show out again." But like,
I hope
promo
so.
so far, like,
I'm not excited for any of it, yeah.
I mean, okay, like, on the official, like, Power Ranger Facebook page, like, I've gone there a few times, and it just seems like everything that gets posted, there's like 1,000 comments of people who are like, "What? What's this? Like Mighty Morphin Forever?
Oh,
Like,
snap.
screw these new people, like."
Oh, snap.
The originals are the best, even though like they've never seen anything else. But whatever, it's just going
Right.
off of pure nostalgia. And so I think like, oh God, like try to watch the new stuff. I want to jump in and say something, but of course it's like pointless.
I hope for the best, of course. You all hope for the best. It's just like, you know, when they first said they want to bring back the comedy and the this and the whatever, and I'm just like, you
Terrible. It's
guys
exactly what they said in between Wild Force.
don't really do it
Oh.
that well if you try to do it like so blatantly on purpose.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like RPM had comedy. It wasn't like up in your
Right.
face like, "Oh look, pies."
Yes.
Yeah.
Someone's got to get a cake on their face.
"Oh and
Thanks, Tony.
somebody fell. Look at that. It's funny." Like they weren't
And
so
you got the music. You
obvious.
got to have the music in the background.
See, and I
And the
just really,
trombone.
yeah, so.
I just really took like, issue with like them saying that, and they said it a couple times, like in promos and like in interviews and stuff. They were like, "We're bringing back the comedy." And I'm like, "But RPM was full of comedy, like Ziggy alone would like
yeah, every day. You gotta have that one Ziggy moment,
like you know." And you could just take every single character and be like, "There's like a long list, a long laundry list of comedic moments."
Hello,
with like every
well. Well, Saban was thinking about putting out a press release that said Disney did an awesome job with the comedy. We hope we can keep up. No, they're not.
Well, of course not. But it's just like they're implying that it wasn't there. So now we're gonna bring it
back. I think
you're
implying
like,
it.
Well, what? Well, what's okay?
I think you're implying. I don't think they're implying anything. I think it's you. I think you're sensitive.
Right, I'm sensitive because they're like blatantly like saying something that is not necessarily true.
I don't know, you're getting offended.
One needs only. Well, yes. Like, yes, I am. I mean, that's just not even like, I'm not even pretending. Like, okay. One need only watch a single episode of RPM. Pick one. Like, seriously, just pick one. And you'll find that there is comedy generally, but even in the most serious, like.
Really? But I think what Jared's saying is that they're not going to be like, wow, you know what, Disney, bravo, bravo.
Yeah, you talked down what came before,
right.
So that you can look better. It's not like you, so you shouldn't be offended by it because not trying to be offensive.
No. I'm not offended by the fact that they said we're gonna have comedy. I don't. That's fine. Like I expect that anyway. It's just the fact that they actually go out of their way to say like, okay. In the last seasons, comedy was not present. So now we're going to bring it. When that clearly was not the case, like you don't have to say that about the last season.
You're saying that they should not have put that in the press release that they're bringing it back.
No. I'm saying like imply that you're bringing back comedy. Like you could simply say like you bring back the brand of comedy from the classic series, from the classic season or something. There's so many easy ways to say it without like completely trashing RPM. Like which was like a well liked season by many of the people that watched it.
Seriously.
Were they completely trashing RPM?
No.
No.
Did they even say RPM?
No. They said we're bringing back the comedy that wasn't present in the last two seasons.
Well just think of it as them trashing Jungle Fury.
Which was
well, they can do that, but no.
Which is actually Jungle Fury was their kind of comedy crap anyway. Like that was up their alley. Like oh, look, no. Pizza's in the face.
Yes.
Hey now,
I'm gonna trip on a rock look. And like fly 10 feet.
Exactly.
And...
Oh look, they're throwing flour. It's funny.
There's a lot of prop comedy involved when you work at a pizza place. Lots of prop comedy.
Yep.
That's good
two
stuff.
Two guys and a girl.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Love me some Ryan Reynolds. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Okay. Yeah,
okay, so it's available.
Hey now. He is. Hey. Scar Joe out the way. Hey.
But, wow. I'm just saying, though, like, you can say you got comedy. I got no problem with that. Just, you know, try and do it not at the expense of last season.
I don't know.
Okay, you know why it's easier to do it at the expense of last season? Because Disney did not care about last season. And therefore, it's easier to, quote unquote, bag the last one when the last company didn't even care about the season. So they're gonna like harp on that and be like, all right, we're gonna like treat this right. We're gonna bring it back to its true form, like the early days of the fits and whatever, you know? And
even though, like we've kind of moved on a little bit and RPM.
Yeah, no, I think it wouldn't hurt as much if it wasn't RPM. If it was like Jungle Fury and before, we'd be like, hell yeah, we want it back, you know.
Basically,
but since RPM was so beloved by everybody, we were like, finally, this is the thing we've been waiting for from Disney this whole time.
Yeah.
And now Saban's going to come along and be like, oh yeah, we're going to bring this back. And it's like, no, we had it. Keep it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, if they want to harp on like, like, oh, we got the whole library, well, RPM's included there, and people are going to see it, right? Presumably, if they show it.
Please, they will pimp that stuff to be like, we have 700 episodes of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. That's it.
That's right. That's right, all. They do.
That's it.
Well, exactly. And RPM is going to be there.
No, of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Not just Power Rangers, Mighty Morphin.
Glorious episode.
I picked up. Right. They're all Mighty, and they're all Morphin, so...
It's like there are 699 episodes of where Tommy is the center of everything. Yes.
Oh my god. Can I just say I have been watching the episode a day stuff, and season 2 is so much worse than I remember it.
No,
with Tommy.
Not boss.
His logic befuddles me at every turn.
You are on some serious crack, all right? Season 2 is the pinnacle of excellence.
Tommy's like, okay, here's my plan. Rocky, you, Kimberly, and Billy, go rescue Aisha and Adam. I'm going to fight Goldar, Scorpina, and 5,000 putties. Sound good? Okay.
Yeah. And you know what happens? Exactly. He handles it. He owns them.
That's the problem.
I don't question his ability to handle it. I believe he can handle it, and he handled it. The logic, though... It really shows.
You know what happens.
Amazing ego.
You know what happens when a plan works and it's awesome. You do it again. You do it again. You do it again. All right. Do not fail. Do not fail. Stick to the plan. And if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's what I'm saying. All right. Yeah.
Okay. So we've got 5 Rangers with all their Zords combined equal a Megazord. I have my own Megazord.
That's right.
If there's a giant monster and a small monster, the 5 of you. Go fight the giant monster.
Hell yeah.
And I'll take the small one by myself.
Oh yeah. Sounds like a plan.
What?
I love it.
Uh-oh.
And they win. The end. I love it. Season 2.
Okay, so there's a giant monster over there, and there's 75 fish monsters over here.
Yes.
You guys go take out that giant monster. All these fish monsters, that's all me. I got
exactly.
this.
What? And he did. He handled it. What? Hello? I don't see the problem. Where is the problem?
I know you don't.
Wow. Really? You don't?
I don't see the problem. I'm sorry. He handled it. He beat them all. And they saved the day. Angel Gove is saved. The end.
I like yesterday I was watching the wedding. And Tommy was in his Zord fighting a monster. And he says, Sapa, you got any ideas? Fire a thunderbolt at him. Oh, you mean the Megazord's one move? Your idea is the one move the Megazord has. Good thing you asked him, Tommy. That was a tough one.
Hello, excuse me, Saba, who could have been the second Zordon, just, you know, like, here's a new ball that you can put into the Megazord.
There are
you
no
never
new
know.
Balls.
You never
They're
know.
All behind him. They're all behind him.
You never know. You never know.
You put it in, and he always picks the same one.
He always picks the same one, yeah.
All these choices.
You didn't get up to the American footage yet. You didn't get up there yet.
You got one move, Tommy. You got one move. And and in the wedding when they're stuck inside the theater and they're like, let's call all our weapons. Oh man, we can't call out our weapons. Tommy, your weapon is on your hip. Right there. It's right there. You can call on your weapon. The others can't. But you can. Don't just stand there.
He can't call on his weapon because Saba cannot talk. If he can't talk, it can't work. The end.
It can't work. It's a large, blunt object and it can't work without Saba talking.
Exactly.
Like, it'll just fall apart.
My sword suddenly becomes dull unless Saba is talking.
There you go. The answer to life.
It'll just pass.
Couldn't he
right
just pick
through.
It up and just like beat monsters with it if it wasn't sharp or anything? Just
no,
like hit
no. It's like trying to kill something with a fork. It doesn't. It's gonna take too long.
I'd rather have a fork than nothing.
It take too long. Take too long. You're still there hacking at it with the fork, and then you're dead. Nah, rather not.
Okay.
I'm telling you, season 2, pinnacle of excellence. Do not lie.
And the worst part is the episodes where like they don't have the monster suit, and they only have about 3 seconds worth of workable footage without the Die Rangers in it, because like okay, the Kid Rangers are there and Goldar's there, and supposedly the Photo Monster is there, but the only time I see the Photo Monster is when he's standing in front of like a fountain that's not there. And he never actually talks to anybody. He just stands there and moves his hands. Look at me. Look at me. I'm in this scene. No, you're not. Your footage. I hate you. God, I hate season 2.
And season 2 does not like your tone. It really doesn't. Bow down and worship it. Bow down. Bow. down. Worship season two. I'm sorry. Season two, it's like, it is like the cake with just the right amount of icing. Just the right. Not too much. Not too little. Just the right amount.
I don't like icing.
You're excuse me.
You're excused.
Excuse me. No. You have two legs. Use them and walk.
But I'm on Skype.
What? I like the one. There's two types of frosting. I like the one that doesn't taste all sugary. You know, there's two types. Which is which? Which are the two? There's the.
I don't even.
There's the buttercream and there's the other one.
I have no idea. All how I know are we is
on cakes?
How we because I was just telling you that season two is just the right amount of awesomeness and horribleness.
Why
they merge together so well? It makes like the perfect cake with icing.
Wow. I also yes, oh, that's flawless logic again. Amazing. Well, I like the episode. I gotta say, with the rate, you know, the monster that's the big radio mic and he talks in crazy Ron radio voice.
Yes.
I like how they're fighting him and he's like standing in front of all the Die Ranger weapons, just like standing there, all the weapons all piled up behind him, and they never mention it. Like, yo, you got all their weapons. You got their swords and their sticks. They love their sticks. The Die Rangers love their sticks. Oh, big fans.
Those are the secret ancient Rangers from Lost Galaxy that were there. Oh, and you never know.
Right. The Lost Galaxy Rangers.
Continuity.
Spider Scorpion.
Continuity. By the way, I don't like the opening credits because I do not know a John Bosch or a Stephen Cardenas.
Well, that's right. They didn't have their middle names in the second season.
Who's Stephen Cardenas? There's no N in Steve.
There's no N in Steve.
No, they just switched it like around Rangers in Reverse. They finally switched their names.
Yeah, because their first it was John Bosch and Stephen Cardenas. Like just like in the first season, it wasn't Jason David Frank. It was just Jason Frank. So.
Well, I can deal with that.
I never even knew that.
Guys. Yeah, because it only happened for like, you know, a dozen episodes and then it was gone. So it's hard to remember it because the second ended up becoming the familiar.
Huh.
Amazing. The wedding is such a great three-parter. There's so much action going on.
Oh, yeah, there's so much going on. Like, really, like they're planning their wedding, and then they keep planning it, and, like, they have a wedding. Like,
the Rangers like, go to some conference in Australia. I was waiting for Zordon to say, we need to transfer the power to six new teens. Come on! Get rid of them! They're leaving! That's what you did with the last three? Go! And why were they in Australia? I didn't even get it what Mr. Kaplan was saying. Like,
it's been a while since I've seen it, but...
Why would Bulk and Skull go?
Wasn't that just like a class trip?
I thought they said like they won something or they got to speak at something or all I end up seeing them then is them shopping and Bulk and Skull pretending to be scared of a stock footage of a kangaroo.
Don't love when Rangers film movies? Yes. Logic happens.
Is this your segue? Is this...
Or the
oh, actually, no, it wasn't. But
I was like,
you could have been so clever.
Well, I thought that was what you're setting up. I guess not. Well,
and now I am because
never mind.
It's time to move on. It really is. So this thing. So. As I come home from work and get into my house and then I check the mail, I open it and look, there's nothing there because I go upstairs and then there's a box on the table with Amazon on it. Like, what the bleep is this? I open it up and then out comes the DVD, the masterpiece, Degenerate, starring, let me see, Claude...
Don't even. Just.
Field.
No.
William Lamar. And of course, our beloved David Yost.
Starring scraggly guy, bald guy,
black guy,
and gay guy.
Oh, come on.
Okay, you know, I was outside. I'll tell my story. I was shoveling the snow, and I saw in the middle, because I have two front doors, you know, like the see-through door. I saw a little bit of a package sitting up, and I said, "What could it be? Who got a package? Oh, it's got my name on it. How could I have a package? I don't remember ordering anything from Amazon. Did Internet Superstar Khan send me Hip Hop Kids 2? Is that
Right, I know. Yo.
No. Instead, I got the movie Degenerate with the tagline, "Running will get you nowhere. Violence will get you dead." What?
It's amazing.
So,
I would
let's
like
see.
to publicly thank Spy for bestowing this gift upon us all.
Yes.
Anytime, anytime.
Yes, thank you very
It
much.
is
Right.
amazingly,
Yes.
amazingly printed.
It's enriched my life, really.
Hasn't it?
Yes.
I really love the cover that, like, on the front there's one picture, and then on the back it's the same picture but reversed.
See,
Yes. Yes, this is amazing artistic vision.
yes.
I like that, 'cause I didn't notice right away, but like the thing where it says a Phil Thurman film, like it's a bullet. It's a
Yeah.
bullet that's heading towards
Yes.
them.
Yeah.
Isn't that
And
amazing?
they really don't seem to care.
Yes,
Especially
which isn't.
David Yost. He is so playing it cool.
Okay, is it just me, like, or did David Yost in this movie look like what's his name? George Michael?
Wow. I didn't
The jeans,
know.
I agree. I noticed the
Wow.
jeans. The jeans seem like too dark, too tight, like he was trying way too hard to be tough.
It's like not early George Michael, like when he tried to come back in like the mid-90s George Michael. That I would bring up a picture.
I'm still
Gotta
cool.
have
I'm
faith.
still,
Oh, oh. Gotta
Yeah.
have faith.
Yeah, it's that. And I was just like, "Oh my gosh, George Michael
Yeah.
is in our movie cursing up a storm." Oh my gosh. Can
Because
we like okay.
I love it. Like, I love it. I love it. Like
Seriously,
cursing.
the script itself, right? Okay, here's like the overall, I mean, of course, what I
Yeah, just
think
tell let's
no.
tell the story of
I
what
know.
actually happens first.
I know, but let's the script here, right? The script here is like, yo, you have like a sentence that has 10 words in it.
Just add the F word, like
And
every other word.
Every other
five
word.
of those words are curses.
Yeah, just copy and paste, really. It's like you got like a little menu with curse words, and it's like, okay, grab this one.
And then, like, in
Just
the
drag and
beginning
drop,
of the
drag and
movie,
drop.
like, what was David Yost's character called?
He
Marcus.
was
Marcus.
Marcus.
Marcus, right? So, at the beginning of
Marcus.
the movie, he's all like, yo, F F F F F F F F F F F.
It
And then
was
at the
awesome.
end of the movie, like, near the end of the movie, he's like, well, you know, this is what I think we should do, and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, what? What? Are you serious? Did you just forget about the F's in the beginning? Did you like wisen up? Oh, I think this is what we should do, guys. And you know, blah, 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 blah. Oh
Well, when was
I
well, okay, we should say
quick
what the
cut.
story is
Yeah.
before we start going deep in it.
I know.
I
Go
think
ahead.
you're
Go
being incredibly generous by assuming there was a script to begin with.
ahead. There was a
True
story.
that.
There was a deep story.
I don't know about
Like,
you, but
start from
at
the
the end,
beginning. Start from the very beginning.
before I start at the beginning, I must say, at the end, I wasn't sure it was over. I was like, did my printing of the movie miss something, or was there more to the? I just it, does this count as a movie?
It counts. It was full circle. But see, okay, stop. Stop. We have to set,
Violence
like,
got them dead.
yes, exactly.
Violence
What
got them.
is the story?
The
The
story is four friends, and one of them, the main character, is Blair?
Blair.
Blair,
Yes.
yes.
Blair. Blair has wacky flashbacks over and over again in the style of Devin's Ghost, where we just keep seeing the same thing over and over again.
Yes, slowed down,
Yes.
sped up, like
Yes.
I
everything.
assume his dad killed his mom.
Yes. Raped and
And
killed. Raped and killed.
yes. So then he ends up killing his dad
Years later.
years later, and then he goes to hang with his friends, and they, hey, we're gonna go out and have fun, and they go to a party, and he goes all crazy and beats some guy up who's trying to rape another girl, because he's like, no, that's what happened to my mama.
Yes.
Stop you. So then they go because the police are checking them out because they see a black guy driving a car and they know he's up to no good.
Exactly.
Right, driving while black? Exactly.
So they go to a convenience store and black guy starts stealing
Stealing, of course,
things.
because that's what black guys do.
Well, exactly. He's stealing while black. Yeah. So.
Get away with Bob Black on that one.
Why not? I mean,
He's actually stealing.
exactly.
That's a real crime.
Right? An old guy's like, "Hey, you, yo, lift up your hands."
He's
He's
like,
like, "What? What I do? I don't do nothing. What are you talking about?"
I see you're black over there.
He goes over to the black guy. He was like, "Lift him up." All the crap comes out, and he's like, "What? What did I do? I didn't do nothing." I'm like,
"Except take all this stuff."
Yes, you did something. You did. And then so he's all like calling him the N-word because he's an old white guy, and that's what old white guys do.
Of
And
course.
so he goes out to get a gun. He's gonna shoot him, but then he calls him the N-word again, so his friend just cuts the guy's throat. And now they're like, "Oh no." Okay, well. So then all of a sudden, all four guys are like, "Oh no. We gotta go hide." And then Marketh realizes that he has a friend in Arizona. So they're gonna go to Arizona. So we get the longest road trip ever.
Ever in life.
Where nothing happens. They have like 5 minute discussions on who's gonna drive.
Yes, it's a character piece. It's a character piece.
They're like, "No, I can effing drive. You can effing drive. No, I can effing drive. No, you effing drive. No, I can drive. No,
Hey, whatever. You're like Carrie.
You're like, Carrie, what? You're a
That's
chick.
great.
You're a
I love
chick?
it.
Oh, wow, you're a chick. You're a chick. Oh, you call me a chick? Fine, I'm a chick. Okay.
Again, character.
So anyway,
So then they go to a bar in Arizona to meet Pops, some random old white guy who apparently is like a mob boss or something, or
yes, I just assumed. Yeah.
he's their Fresno Bob.
Yes.
Pretty
Yes,
much, yeah.
exactly. Yes. Oh my God. Wow.
So they meet Fresno Bob and they
We're the
tell him.
Southtown Sweet Toots. Anyway.
It's the Southtown Sweet. Never bad. Anyway, so he tells them to go to a motel. And then we get about a million minutes of them waiting at the motel, going, "Man, it's hot in here. We gotta go do something. I'm tired of sitting here. Man, it's hot in here."
I gotta use the bathroom. Why? You gotta use our bathroom. I don't know why you gotta use our bathroom. I gotta use my bathroom. The thing. I gotta go take a bleep. I
F
bleep and
F
a
F
bleep
F
bleep.
F
It's a
F
bleep
F F
bleep. And a bleep bleep. I bleep. You bleep. Yeah, bleep.
I'm gonna
Where the
throw a
bleep is
pillow
he?
at you,
Where did
bro.
he
I'm gonna
go? He
throw a
has to
pillow
tell
at
where
you.
bleep.
Here's a pillow. I'm gonna throw a pillow at you.
Yeah, bleep.
And then there's like a weird scene where, for no apparent reason, the main character starts hitting on an old chick.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Hey.
The thing is, like, he. What's his name? He said she was like 60 or something. She didn't look
She's not
60 to me.
60, no.
I'm like, what are you talking about? Like,
Flo ain't that old. Was that
not.
implied, like, during those flash thingies that she was, like, married to Fresno Bob? Because they
Yeah,
were holding
that got weird
hands?
because it was supposed to be like an allegory to his parents, and I don't understand why all of a sudden he started thinking about them.
Oh, that's it. That's it. That's it. She represents his mom, and that's why he's trying to connect with her,
Well,
because
yeah.
she's his
That makes
mommy. And then
the
he
fact that
kills
he's
his
hitting on her
daddy.
even worse.
He's not hitting on her. He's trying to connect because he
He
never
was just
had
trying to
his
bond,
dad.
yeah. It wasn't like a
Yeah.
romantic thing.
Because he lost his mom at his very young age, and
I
so then
don't
now he sees his mom as like an older person. He's like, "Hey, mom, what you like to do?
My toilet.
I like to do stuff."
They were talking about getting a blower from her, so.
Well,
they being Ralphie, not
Right,
Blair. Blair is that's his mom.
Blair
All
was
right,
disgusted. Yes,
exactly.
Blair and Tootie and the
Yep, that's
rest.
right.
Joe and
Mrs. Garrett.
Wow.
I mean, you take the good, you take the bad. I mean,
I knew it was
There you
bad.
have.
Took the bad. There
Well,
you have
yeah.
the facts of life. Anyway,
So
so.
he goes and hits on his mom. Go ahead, continue.
Yeah. Then they're still cooped up, and finally, Marketh gets a call from Fresno Bob to go have a meeting, but alone, an alone meeting. So right there, you're like, something is shady because they're meeting alone. So they go meet, you know, he comes back. They say F to each other a few more times and says that they have to go meet him tomorrow. So they go back to the bar with Fresno Bob, and he says, I get you out of town if you do a job for me. You gotta go get me some files, some documents.
And then they stare at each other for like 50 hours.
Yeah, and then that crazy black guy in the corner stares him down.
Okay, sorry. That crazy black guy looked like
That
Bernie
guy.
Mac on crack, yo.
Yes, it did. I thought it was Bernie Mac for a second. Like, what are you doing with Bernie
With
Mac?
some jacked up teeth. That's
Yes, Bernie Mac on crack.
Black Odd Job.
I don't even know.
It's Black Odd Job right there. And then so they go, their job is basically they go to an abandoned factory with crazy mazes inside of it.
And mannequin heads and crap.
And of course,
And particle board.
Marcus, the guy who is shady, is the getaway driver.
Of course.
So you're like, shady, shady? So they go in.
And he doesn't even he's all looking down. He doesn't even look around to see like what's going on. He's like, do 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 do
He's chilling.
Chilling.
do.
Just
Do
chilling.
do 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 waiting
I mean,
for them to die. Do
so
do
they
do
go in
I
there.
just, I mean, I expected him to pull out that magazine again, Big Butts, whatever it was.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. We'll get
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
So then they send the black guy in first, and he finds a box of files, which I guess is what they were looking for, and then they make it look like somebody's sneaking up on him, but I guess that was their way of saying someone shot him. It was a weird camera thing. And then, like, you know, some food coloring
He's like,
falls out of his mouth.
I got the documents. And of course, the black man dies. Oh.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. It's like, dang, okay.
They kill the black guy, and then they kill Tootie, and then.
Oh, Judy. That was sad.
Then Blair makes it out to the car, and being incredibly smart, he's David Yost has already locked the door, but then he decides to unlock the door
Of
for
course.
no real reason.
He's remorseful. He's remorseful
He's
for
like
what he's
driving
doing.
really slowly just to make sure.
He's like, I figured out how to screw you perfectly, now I'm not gonna do it.
Exactly.
So then Blair and David Yost get away. And
Yes.
they're driving down the highway. And then Blair solves the big mystery. Wait a second. Wait a second.
Wait a minute.
When we were in there.
Why is Yosti smiling so much? He's like, ha, ha, I don't know why. Ha, ha, they, you set up. Ha.
Our
He's
friends
like,
were just shot in the head and killed.
I don't know how they have. Ha. I mean, there's no F's from then.
I
No
think he
F's.
figured out pretty much when David Yost is sitting there going, man, what happened in there?
He's like, did you not hear like the gunfire and the screaming and nothing?
What happened to you guys in there? I do not see our friends.
Wow, that was a setup.
Saw me slamming on the window and like trying to, like frantically, like what did you think? Like
Yeah. So
everything went smoothly, yeah.
Blair figures out, wait a second. When you guys were in that convenience, when we were in that convenience store killing that dude, the three of us were in the convenience store, but you were out in the car handling your business.
Yep.
So you technically could not be in trouble with Johnny Law since
Yes.
nobody has you on camera. So if you take the three of us out, Fresno Bob has you take the three of us out, you get off scot-free, and he's like, uh-oh, sucker, uh-oh.
No. And he's
And
like,
then
tell
he caps him.
and he's kept it like, tell the truth.
Caps him. That was so funny.
He's like, tell the truth, bang. I'm telling you the truth.
Caps
I'm
David Yost's
just
shoes.
so bold. I tell the truth.
Amazing.
Okay.
So David Yost is dead. And then Blair decides, I'm going to go talk to Fresno Bob. And he goes, talks to Fresno Bob, and he shoots him, and he shoots Bernie Mac, and he shoots his other friend who's just sitting there. And then a
That
couple
was
guys walk in
great.
the bar, and he shoots one of
He
them.
shoots them too. He just shoots everybody, really. It's like,
And then
except the bar guy.
the
The bar
bartender's
guy's
like,
safe.
you just killed guys.
Yeah. Thanks, Sherlock. Like, yeah.
Yes. So then he's driving away from the lawn, and one car pursues him, and he goes into the desert, and the car gets stuck. So he's like, I'm home free. Ha ha ha. He's laughing. Blair's laughing. He's like, I got it. I got away with it. You
Clutching his
suck.
side. He's like, ha ha ha
Yes.
ha, ow, ha ha ha, ow, ha ha, ow.
And then he runs out of gas. Oh. And he looks at his map, and his side still hurts, and he starts walking in the desert, and he dies.
Yes, that's it, the end.
That's seriously how the movie ends. He just eventually, due
He
to
does.
pain from being shot, I guess, and dehydration combined.
The clutching of the side was a film-wide
Beginning.
thing. Yeah, it
Yeah.
was like the
Oh, was it?
manifestation of the
Oh,
guilt that he
yeah.
had for killing
Oh,
his father.
so
Yes, it
see,
was
this
from the
movie
beginning.
has layers. Like, I'm not even kidding. It tries to
Did
be
he have
deep.
kidney stones or what?
Like, was it an ulcer or something? Like, yo.
Something going on.
Because the thing about it is, okay, here's one part, right? I don't know if it was in like the bar,
It happened at the bar, yeah.
the bar, what's your face, bathroom. But like, this is one shot or whatever where like the water's dripping and then he starts just seeing blood and junk, whatever. So that's supposed to represent the ulcer that is in his side. The ulcer. It
Wasn't
is eating
this
him from the inside.
question, wasn't this filmed a long time ago?
Yeah,
Yes.
this was actually filmed in 1997, is when
I
the
was gonna
subtitle
say, I thought it
said.
was in the 90s, probably.
It's a
About, yeah.
period piece.
For real, yo.
It's.
They just put it all together now, right?
Because Yossi was like, I'm done with Zio, yo. I'm done. Give me
Gotta go make me
Degeneron.
some serious films like Degeneron.
Wow. Wow.
And just I just the at the especially at the beginning when he had all of his hallucinations, it was just so damn annoying how they kept using every like voice effect they had in the
Basically, it was
board
like,
and yeah, every video filter.
I will
Yeah.
play a song for
Someone just got some
basically.
new and new is generous word toys and they just started playing around with it on the film and
It's like, Mommy,
God,
I play something, Mommy.
I
Mommy.
thought something was wrong with my
Oh.
TV.
You know what? There were like a couple little like distortions like from the DVD, and I was like, oh, is this for just for a split second? It's like, oh, is the D is DVD scratched? Is But no,
Am I watching The
it's
Ring? Am I
meant.
gonna die in 7 days? What happened?
It's meant to be really messed up.
Yeah, I can't look over like from the beginning. Oh no, of course. Wait a minute. I forgot my favorite song. Wait a minute. My favorite song from the movie. Ahem. Let's see. I am going to bring this up now, and I'm going to tell you this song. It's a masterpiece right here. The opening song that you hear when they're like, ah! It is
That's
called
great. Oh, you mean when they're running?
Touch Me Again, and I'll stab you, and I'll stab a screwdriver into your face.
Wow. That's
Is
really the
written
touch.
and performed by Lisa J.
Yeah, I think it's in the yeah, it's in the and it's in the credits at the end. That's great. Touch me again and I'll stab a screwdriver in your face. Yes.
I did not sit through the credits.
Well, that
that
was
messed
what
up.
the I was gonna say, because like
That's
the music, like they play music throughout the whole thing. And honestly, I kind of like the music, except for that part. That ridiculous, insane, super loud, like right when it comes up the title of the screen. That's insane. But afterward, I kind of like the little intro song where they're like jumping over the fence and it freeze frames on each one and says
Oh,
their name.
yeah, that's a different song. The beginning song where it just shows the title. I'm
No, that's
like, really?
yeah, that was a bit much.
Really? So, yeah. And of course, like the opening scene where they're where you think that they're, running after the guy that stole from the old lady to like just like,
They're good
due
guys.
diligence, good guys, but they're like, nah.
Let's just beat the
No,
crap out of this guy.
they
rob from the robbers because that's how degenerate they are. They're extra degenerate.
Exactly.
David Yost need his gum. Give me the
They have standards, okay? They
gum.
have standards.
See, okay, here's this is it just it's something about David Yost in general. No offense to the guy, but he just has like one of the least commanding voices in the world.
Yes.
You know, it
Yes.
just sounds not it doesn't sound gay, but it just sounds, not strong.
Yeah.
So whenever he, so when he says things like, "Oh, I don't know, let's get out of here. I got chicks to nail." It doesn't sound.
It's so
I
great.
I wasn't convinced.
It's so great because that's like his thing throughout like the whole
That's,
movie.
No,
like...
his thing is fat chicks. Let's get it straight.
Bovine beauty.
He's got cows to plow.
He's like, "Hello, ladies."
Chicks like.
It's like they kept going like with the magazine in the car and like over and over again. I was like, wow, he's really trying. He's trying hard there. He's not trying.
Was he trying to pry it away or?
Anyway,
I don't know. It just seems so weird. He's got his perfect little goatee and. I don't know. He just seems so unmanly.
Because he's the one that betrays them.
that's why.
It's the foreshadowing.
What about Tootie? Tootie had a crazy beard.
Who's this? Ralphie? Is that his? Ralphie?
Yeah, Tootie.
Hair guy.
Tootie would be the black guy because Tootie's the only black chick. Come on.
I know. Well, which one's Ralphie? Joe?
Ralphie is Joe. Crazy
hair. Ralphie is Joe. Okay. You don't know old TV.
I mean, I know the show. I just don't like Tootie, okay? That's the black one, right. I guess.
I do understand what you're saying, right? Like when you hear he's like, "What? They're effing chicks, man." Yeah. Chicks.
Man, I'm just about to score. You make me leave. Man.
I mean, I get what you're saying. At the same time, like, I think that was kind of the point. Like, you know, trying to... I mean, because, okay, you know, he is the smaller of the guys, right? You know, he's the... Mm-hmm. You know, he's got a little muscle, but, you know, he's the tiny one. And
he's
so
a poser.
He's supposed to make up for what he, quote-unquote, lacks. You know what I'm saying? So he's the one that thinks of the idea of going to Fresno Bob. He's the one that actually was like, all right, I'm going to, like, you know, actually go along with Fresno Bob because I want to save my own skin, you know. So he's the one that you don't expect to, you know, stab you in the face.
I mean, I did like...
stab you to your face.
I did like that.
Stab you to your face.
What I did like at the end though, like when he's getting hit over the head like repeatedly, but with the gun, where he sort of breaks down a little. And wow. Sort of like, wow. And he kind of like almost starts to cry, and I'm like, oh wow, okay, that's
yeah, that's like, hardcore. That's hardcore.
The wheels comes out.
That's smart.
Like throughout the whole film, he's like overcompensating, basically trying
right.
to. Look.
Yes, exactly.
As badass as everybody else, but not, you know, not actually being.
That's deep.
Mm-hmm. That's why he throws pillows.
You know, but that's why I think, you know, I mean, I think that was the point. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
He was always trying to go hard, but you know, towards the end of the movie, he felt like...
He was always trying to go hard, you're right.
that's true, yeah. Bonk.
Yeah, especially I did not need to see the crotch shot of him with the magazine, and
oh, it was great.
That was the best scene ever.
Batch.
And they kept going back to it over and over, like you found a new page.
He's like, "Oh yeah,
I like your style."
Hey, ladies, cooking up a batch of poison back here.
I think that's the point. Oh crap. So, okay. With Blair, you know, it's a typical, you know, the wretched soul that, you know, has father issues and mommy issues. And, you know, I guess you've seen him one, you kind of seen them all. I mean, okay. You've seen them all, but very few are done well. I'll say that.
Right.
And therefore, this one, he's just like, either randomly screaming or staring in the mirror in a bathroom.
Yeah, he does do that a few times. He is a big fan of the mirror stare.
on all of his sins.
Yes, literally and figuratively. And there's a point where he like knocks on it on his own reflection. He goes, "There's nothing there." And
Yeah, it's
it's
so
trying
deep.
really hard to be. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you're gonna be one of those movies that like shows the end at the beginning, you
I
gotta
love
bring
it.
something, you gotta bring something in the middle. You gotta
In
bring
between.
something hard.
Well, no, that's
Crazy
fine.
Road Trip is not bringing it hard.
And that's the thing, there were so many flashbacks that took up so much time that
And
it
it was
was
the
like.
same flashback over and over and over. Daddy, I wrote you a song, or whatever he said with his guitar.
Mommy, I wrote you. Mommy, I
But
wrote you.
it was bits and pieces, and like they kept adding on more, and then like,
Did they?
mommy, I wrote you. Oh my God, daddy's on you with like without his hands.
Seriously, triple the exact same flashbacks from Devin's Ghost.
They just took them.
They're the same stuff. Where there's been people bleeding and someone's banging someone else and over and over and over and over again, nothing happened. Good God.
I mean, literally, it was like an hour and 20-minute movie, and an hour was flashbacks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a little long.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm being a little harsh. And about 30 minutes of flashbacks and 30 minutes of looking into the sky or
Well,
dropping or
okay,
whatever.
that's fair. That's fair.
It was so much of like too much of just nothing happening.
I mean, he fought the guy in the bathroom, like, or beat him up at least. I don't know about
It's not
fighting.
the beginning. The beginning up until the point where they decide to go to Arizona, it actually flows pretty halfway decently, to me at least.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I think
That
I
first
know.
20, 20, 20, 25 minutes
I
is
don't
decent
know.
enough.
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of Fs and a lot of like, yo,
Well,
GIFs.
and GF chicks and chicks and then blah, 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 blah. And yo, look, you don't know about record. Yo, I want to hear a CD. I don't want to hear no scratching. Yeah, no. Oh, F, F,
That's
F, F,
character. It's
F, F,
they're
F,
building the characters.
F, 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 F.
I love that scene though, like right before like Blair walks into the room, they're like, "No, F you, Ralphie. No, F you,
Yeah,
Marcus.
which was
No,
on
F you."
loop. If you notice, it was on loop. Seriously, it was like F
Literally,
you, F you, F you, F you, F you, F you,
it
F you.
seriously lasted like 2 minutes, like over and over again, like, "No, F you." Until he finally walks in.
On loop, yo. It wasn't even like a real conversation. It was like F you once, F you twice, F you three times, F you once, F you twice, F you three times, F you once. I'm like, really?
Sounds like a song.
Oh.
Someone should do one of those like YouTube remixes.
Get on that. It'll be your next project. Just...
Oh no. There you go, Chris.
Wow.
So I.
Your job is to turn Degenerate into a 5-minute entertaining music video. Go.
Wow, I don't know. I don't know if I could do that.
You're gonna do it anyway. That's we've decided.
You can because it's only 5 minutes of it entertaining.
Just find a good
But
thing. That's...
all the substance, all the character.
Oh, you mean like that really meaningful talk he had by the pool with the black guy?
Okay, how creepy is that though? Like you have like black dude and rough looking other dude looking at these kids like, yeah.
He's like,
You
I
want
want a piece
this?
of
You want
that.
this?
I want this.
It's like,
Man.
what? What are you?
And then black guy's like, "Man, f this." What?
I want to be drinking a beer with some girls, sucking my what? Like, really? And he's like, yeah, that's romantic. Yeah, whatever. F that. F romantic. F that. F that. F. F. I want a family. F. F.
I think that was one of the film's major problems too, is that they didn't really know what kind of message they wanted to send. Like the killings in the beginning of the movie, they were kind of justified, but then they kind of killed that one store guy, and even though he's a racist, he didn't really deserve it.
Wait.
So
You
it's like,
don't think they knew a message they were sending? They were clearly sending from word go the message, "Violence will get
we'll
you
get you.
dead."
It's
That was
like.
always the message, spy. Don't even play.
Well, I mean, there was a Bible verse. I don't remember what it said. I need to see it.
Oh, I don't remember that
It
either.
was
But
basically
from
just you know, if you do
just like if
something
you
to
do
somebody,
something wrong,
come
it's
back
gonna
to
come back to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like, they do all these killings, and then, oh, happy road trip. We're gonna laugh and giggle, make jokes, and
It's
we're gonna bond
great.
with the old lady. And it's like, you can't really do that. And you're not supposed to like these guys. There's no reason to care for any of these people. They're murderers. We're not gonna sit there and laugh at your jokes and you know, root for your dreams in life.
Well, I don't know about that, but you're supposed to at least like feel bad for Blair or whatever, because like
yeah, he had the most broken life. Yeah, I mean, because
I didn't feel bad for him for 1 second.
Was justified.
I never felt bad. No, he killed his dad.
Well, I don't know about justified. But,
justified.
Like,
well, sort. I mean, you know, the guy had it coming, whether
you
or not.
Get why it
okay,
happened.
Spy. Let's give
you
the
know?
Authority spy's number right now.
I'm just saying, like, you get why that happened, even if you don't agree with it. It's sort of like, oh,
yeah.
Okay. Here's the logic of how this happened, you know?
Yeah.
So that's basically as far as you can go, as far as like being on board with this character. But I guess that was the whole idea. He screwed up, and then in the end, he got screwed, sort of.
What was the point of Ralphie in anyway?
Of Ralphie who?
Ralph, Joe. What was the point of him anyway?
Comedy relief.
He was the yeah.
He's
he and Marcus were the funny ones.
I loved him. I loved Ralphie.
Ralphie probably was the best of the four. Yeah.
No, Marcus was the best.
You know, I want to say Marcus was the best.
He
I
was
really
totally
do.
The best. He was the best thing ever.
Honestly, and I really don't mean this in a bad way, but out of the four, it seemed like he was the worst actor.
I might give you that, but but still.
What?
No. Actually, the second worst was probably friggin' Blair.
No, no,
Blair
Ralphie.
Was the worst. Blair was the worst.
No.
What? Far. I'm sorry. Like the random screaming in the beginning. The not
but
even.
Is
there's,
that
okay.
His
there's
fault?
There's being no. There's being pensive in the mirror, and then there's just a blank stare, yo. Like the same blank stare. Like every freaking scene, like in the same freaking mirror, like, F. You know, that's it's like the same crap.
Sin. Like, is that him or is that like director saying, "Okay, stare in the mirror. This is another. Okay,
this is another
deep staring in the mirror scene. Go."
Can we stop Action. Giving credit and benefit of the doubt, please? Please, can we stop giving benefit of the doubt?
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Okay, let's
was
just
that his motivation?
No,
look
I'm
at all
sorry.
The deep layers to this movie.
I'm sorry. But if,
no, I'm
I mean,
saying they
no,
tried.
No. I'm sorry. I can't. The director says stare in the mirror. He doesn't say, all right, look blankly in the mirror. All right, that's good. Next. No. It's you as the actor be like, all right. Like, he's not going to be like, you know, he's going to be doing his best or whatever, you know, like, think about really whatever. And he'd be like, nah, you know what? That's too good. Dumb it down.
That's too good.
See, for me, I get rid of benefit of the doubt when it takes 13 years for a movie to get released. That's just me.
Well, it was time sensitive. They didn't want any, I don't know how to do it.
He didn't want to release it until the time was right.
Yes.
Until the climate was ready for a movie of this caliber.
Yes, exactly.
Well, they released it near the end of the year because they wanted to be ready for award season.
Right.
They want it in everybody's stocking. And guess what? They got
Golden
their wish.
Globe, Oscars.
Hey, they got it in at least three stockings.
That's true. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Oh, yeah.
God bless us, everyone.
And F you too.
Oh, my word. I was not a fan of the Blair. Was not a fan. Because especially like, you know, remember in Power Rangers, right? You know, you have like the leader type who's like, all right, guys, you know, we got to get this done. And da 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 da. And you know how always like whack it sounds, right? He had one of those too. He was like, all right, okay,
wow.
Guys, we got to stick together. We gotta work this out. It'll be okay. And I'm just like, really?
Honest?
Are you like the stranger of this group? Really?
Hey, Marcus is just trying to help us, okay? He just wants to help us get out of this. We're all going to go crazy.
Don't go crazy. We gotta keep our head on.
Come
we're
on.
We're just meeting. We gotta keep our head on. And remember to keep your head on.
That's
right.
The dialogue.
Right?
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 Morphin.
Yeah.
Honestly, the I saw this character. This was Ryan Steele right here. Like, this is VR Troopers Ryan Steele. Like, at
He's
some point,
the
like, my
temple.
mind just said, "That's it. This is Ryan Steele." Like, he looks similar to it, and like the way he like delivers it. I don't know. It's totally Ryan Steele to me. So
I would
that's
have
it.
enjoyed it if this movie started out with him sitting in front of a temple with a photograph saying in his mind saying, "One day, I'm gonna kill my father."
My father taught me a lot about how you handle
My father taught me how to murder with a piece of jagged glass. Were they trying to make it look like he was sneaking out of
Yeah.
his own house?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
That's what
No, I
I
think that's what we're supposed to believe. Like, oh, he's sneaking
Okay.
out, but oh no, the father's dead. He killed him.
Cinematic
Okay.
trick.
I thought that was their big twist-a-rooney.
But I don't get why they thought they had to go back and burn the place down.
Well, that was one thing that I was confused about, because like
Yeah.
they showed images of it. Did they speak? Did they actually say this is what we did?
I
Or no,
assume that's what actually happened.
they said they had to bury the body, but
Or no, remember,
they're too
remember?
lazy to
Hey,
actually bury it. So
remember at the end when he opens the trunk and he sees the empty gas tank? Oh no!
oh
He's
no.
like, oh, I could have put that in my car and kept going, but I burned my house down. I actually thought that was pretty cute. I thought that was funny. I was
Well, I'm
like,
just saying
oh.
that out of all the suspects, it would be the son because the son's body was not in the house. If any building had to be burned down, it would have been the store because that had the cameras and the
Right.
Right, exactly. It's like all these people are recorded. It's like,
Yeah.
hello.
Why don't you burn that place down? I mean, the evidence is already stacked against you at your home.
But by the time they have the tape, they already have the tape by the time they get to Fresno Bob. If they go back,
Oh yeah,
yeah.
right.
They're on TV already, right? Apparently, that's what they
Basically.
say. Yeah, they're
superstars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, this movie. I can't say that it was hard to
Top
watch.
shelf material. Top
I'm
shelf.
trying to compare it to other movies we've seen in my mind. Again, like most movies we reviewed, it still is better than Fall Guy.
I don't even know.
It really still is, because at least I could. Because seriously, Fall Guy was a movie I literally could watch 5 minutes at a time. It was that boring.
I need to see
This movie, it only
it.
took me 3 times to hit play to actually get to the thing.
I can't believe you weren't hooked after that one line, the first line.
Well, to be fair, the first pause was after that to comment on the line.
Oh, was it? Okay. I was like, once
I
I,
could
because at the
I've
first
got
like
chicks to
10
make.
minutes, I was like, why am I putting myself through this? I made a horrible mistake. And then he said that. Oh my God, this is the best thing
That's
ever.
no, that's the thing. Me too, because I
Exactly.
was like, really, this crap is so boring. Like,
Yeah.
I was like, really, this is what we got. I mean, like, the first shot is like 2D, like spitting into the camera. Like, I didn't even see that.
That was horrible. I was like, what? Is
Yeah.
that intentional or is that what is that?
There was a lot of spittle. There was a lot.
I
From
mean,
2D, from
he
Joe.
just, yeah, wow.
It was
Like he
not
just
cool.
spit, like just intentionally just.
Yeah. But besides Fall Guy, I really think that's the only movie it's better than. Unless you can then name anything else I'm not thinking of, because Extreme Heist was better, Devil's Ghost was better.
Extreme Heist was like genius. Genius.
Well.
I mean,
I don't know. It is about time for us to review it again. We gotta
No,
get it.
it's past time. No, it is.
We need fresh eyes on this one, guys.
Oh, it's past time, so that means we don't have to do it now.
No, we're gonna
Okay.
do it. That means we need to do it.
I don't understand. Oh, you wait. Extreme. You guys don't think Extreme Heist was better?
I do.
Honestly, like,
No.
okay, this movie's horrible, like all of the horrible movies that we watch, but as a horrible movie, I kind of liked it. Like, you know, it was interesting. Like, it had characters that were actually kind of characters, and they
What?
had personalities that made sense and
What?
stuff. Like,
Lisa, you have to remember, Trist is the type of guy that thinks this movie should probably be put on Saturday mornings for kids. This is
what the hell?
his uproarious comedy.
Comedy.
I'm
Well, I
just
mean,
saying,
this
it
is
is
what they use to
comedy,
bring
but
back the comedy.
not intentional comedy.
Yes, this is
They're gonna
they
splice this into Samurai.
exactly.
Just little bits and pieces. That's it. That's the surprise casting they're talking about. It's not Rick Medina. It's
The cast of GR.
David Yost.
David Yost. It's George Michael.
It's 1997 David Yost. He's back. Got his hat.
It's 1997 George Michael.
Oh man. Just gotta have faith.
I can't. Like, I'm sorry. I cannot sit here and be like, wow, like, yo, I actually
Who's
enjoyed
sitting here going, wow, nobody is
it.
putting it on that level.
But wow, it's terrible. But I mean,
I
like,
don't think we've ever seen a Power Ranger movie after they've left or whatever that we've gone, wow, this is great.
this is a great movie.
Okay. All right,
Station
here we go. Here we go. Because
Wagon.
what's your face? What is it called? Kickboxing Academy.
Oh,
Was that
no.
wow?
Kickboxing Academy, where does that go? Where does that go?
It's better than this.
Definitely better than this.
What?
Because you had wacky
Yeah,
Eva.
that's better than this.
Sucker
Wacky
Punch.
Eva.
It's funny. Yeah, I mean, and the incest is always, disturbing, and it's good for a, yeah.
What other movies have we watched? We watched the crazy Johnny Yang Bosch's and Ninja
Lovely,
Fighting Hell. What was
Lovely
that movie?
Bones. We
Oh,
watched
Lovely
Brokeback.
Bones. Oh, mother.
Lovely Bones was bad.
Yay, Lovely Bones.
Lovely Bones was worse than this.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
wow.
I'm
Let's not go
sorry.
crazy.
Whoa.
Let's not go
Let's not go
crazy.
crazy. I'm sorry. No, no, no.
No, I'm sorry.
No,
They
no,
messed up. They
no.
dropped.
What?
It's pretty even. It's pretty even between those two.
Oh
Are
my
you
gosh. You
serious?
are kidding. Are
Are
you
you
kidding? You
serious?
gotta be kidding right now. You are kidding
Wow.
right now.
I am not
Wow.
kidding. I
Wow.
did
So
not
like
survive my
Super
Lovely Bones
Transform.
experience.
Super
All I can
Transform
say.
is better than RPM. But what? What?
All I
I'm
can
sorry.
say.
The cinematography alone is like, come on. Like, ridiculous. Right?
Well,
This
yeah, I'll agree.
no, this cinematography over here, it's like freaking, oh shoot. Like, we didn't we like did it too wide, so like you can see the corners of the lens. Oops.
Whoops. Well,
Oopsie.
let's just leave it in,
No, Lovely
whatever.
Bones and Degenerate both went through their entire Adobe Photoshop file and put everything that they could onto there to make it look fancy, but there was no
Lisa, I
substance to
think.
either of them.
I'm sorry,
Lisa, I
but
think
like,
you were no. I think you were too biased
wow.
towards Mark Wahlberg. You have too much love for Marky Mark.
Well, it's just the good vibrations, it's no.
I know what you're talking about. I'm not gonna comment, but no, I'm sorry. Like, Lovely Bones
No.
looks at the 50 bajillion. It looks
Looks
like a
like.
freaking movie. It looks like a freaking
It
movie.
looks like a
Hey,
movie.
I'm not going to disagree with you
It's
that Lovely
good. Like,
Bones
it looks
looks
good.
1 billion times better. I will not disagree with you that it looks 1 million times better. It does.
So
Absolutely, it
what
does.
exactly about this movie is better?
I didn't have to fast
Okay,
forward.
I rest my case. Okay, whatever. Like, you don't have nothing to say, right? What, I mean, what's better? Like,
What's better about this movie?
yeah.
Because I could actually laugh at it. I didn't laugh for the right reasons, but at least I laughed.
Lovely
Exactly.
Bones is not like a knee slapper. Hey.
Exactly. I
And at
mean,
least the
it's
ending
not.
makes sense in Degenerate.
Yeah, the end in
Well.
Lovely Bones still pisses me off so
It
much.
does. I hate that ending so
That's
much.
such a horrible ending.
Like, are you
So.
serious? All this time for that? Are you effing kidding me?
So you prefer Blair. You prefer
You
Ryan
prefer
Steele just
horrible
falling into
acting,
the.
horrible cinematography, horrible script, horrible pretty much
Susan
everything.
Sarandon.
Okay,
Grandma, ridiculous grandma.
again, listen. I know I didn't enjoy it for traditional reasons. So from a
What?
simple from a simple which is the better movie, yes, Lovely Bones is clearly a better movie. But
What else would it
my
be?
personal enjoyment from laughing at the stupid and the bad acting and the
Yeah.
But this okay, this is the thing though. I don't think we're okay. If we're judging it based on like bad movies and
Stupidity.
how much we enjoy bad movies, Like, maybe that's one thing, but like, if we're talking about like, oh, we actually enjoy it because it's not bad, but we actually are stuff that we enjoy. Like,
we enjoy it for the wrong reason.
Then Lovely Bunch doesn't even compare to anything we've seen. It's not even really fair to compare it to anything else we've seen, because everything else we've seen has been a bad, cheap movie.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing.
Yeah, let's get some specific.
I mean, outside of Lovely Bones, every single movie we've seen combined cost about $12 to
produce. All right, so here
what
are the movies.
What about Fast Max? I mean, come on, like that was that some expensive. That was
not a movie.
Oh, that
doesn't
was like
count.
Episode.
Well, it was so cinematic. I mean,
the CGI was just amazing.
Okay. I mean, that's Transformers. That's really
the movies that we've seen this year, right?
Yeah, because looking good meant something, then Avatar would actually be a good movie, but it's not. So,
you know what?
It was all right.
It's not crap. A bad movie.
It was okay.
I've never seen it, so I can't.
It's got the most basic, simple paint-by-numbers plot in the world.
Like Power Rangers.
I would give it that, yeah, but
agreed.
It was pretty.
Well, okay then.
Wow, you guys agree on something. Okay, shh. Trust this moment.
Hey, Trista's right for once. Yay!
And moment ruined. So we watched Kickboxing Academy. This movie, Extreme Heist. Well, two of us have seen Fall Guy. What else have we seen?
The one where he Johnny English is a ninja with Ray Park.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hellbinders. The Broken Path.
Broken Path. Yes, where it's like all fighting all the time.
Yeah, Hellbinders, Broken Path. Devin's Ghost.
Was this all this year? No.
No, not this year, but in general. Those and half of those are Johnny on Bosch movies. Okay, so.
Yes, they are.
No comment. So, so out of all of those,
which is the best?
Which is the best, and which one is the worst?
The best is Extreme Heist. I'm serious. Extreme Heist is the best one to me.
I mean, all right. Well, okay. I mean, it's hard to pick a best. You know,
after that, it's pretty much a tie between Hellbinders and Kickboxing Academy. It's pretty close between those two for second.
Cause see, this is what I'm saying. Like, I like Hellbinders for Ray Park. Like Ray Park.
I do like me some Ray Park.
Ray Park was cool. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it looked cool, too. I mean, you know, it was like, it was effort. You know what I'm saying? You know, I did like, I mean, I honestly, out of all the movies I would watch again, just because I enjoyed them and whatever, it would be Extreme Heist and Kickboxing Academy.
Yes! Wow.
I am so right there with you.
You know, like, I mean, Hellbinders, you know, as a third, you know, because it does look good or whatever, but I pretty much... You know, remember how it go and
If there was a version of Hellbinders that was just Ray Park scenes, I'd rewatch that.
That would be good.
There you go.
That'd be good times.
There we go. But yeah, like those two, like Extreme Heist and Kickboxing Academy, like I would watch again.
That's the joint. Right there. That is the joint.
I don't need to watch Degenerate again. Like I don't need to watch. No. I mean, I pretty much know what they're saying. FFF. Yo, what up, Connie? So what do you like to do?
I got chicks to nail.
I got chicks to nail. Yeah? Yeah, effing chicks. Effing chicks? Yeah, they're effing chicks. Shoot. And he's like, hello, ladies. Rope crouch.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. So.
So. B+.
Is that A+ on the Tristan scale?
It was very deep, wasn't it, Tris? Tell us how deep Degenerate was.
I didn't say it was deep. I said they tried to be. There's a difference. So there. They tried.
Okay. A for effort, then, is what you're saying.
A for effort, right. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
But, yeah, which one was the worst, though? Like,
Fall Guy.
I mean,
Fall Guy,
can
Fall
we?
Guy, Fall Guy, Fall Guy, Fall Guy, Fall
Fall
Guy.
Guy was pretty bad though. Fall
I
Guy.
haven't seen it,
We haven't
so
you haven't seen it. Trust me, Fall
we
Guy.
need to make those two sit through it.
Yeah,
For
we
real.
need to watch it.
I'm not going to sit through it again, but you're going to sit through it.
And I have to see that other one that I walked out on. Where was it? Asen?
What was that?
Huh?
What'd you
I
want to
don't know.
watch?
Everybody was in the hotel room and they're like, "We're gonna watch this JDF movie," and I'm like, "Hell no!" And I'm like,
Oh, it's Junior Defenders.
Oh, Junior Defenders.
That was amazing.
That was the joint. That was the joint.
Was it good?
It was bad. It was
Well,
bad.
good is not really.
I know, I know. Obviously, we're not talking about the literal sense of good in any discussion.
Defenders. I almost forgot. I got that right here, right there. I got it
Honestly,
right here.
compared to everything we've seen, it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad. Nah.
Well,
Nah, it wasn't that bad. Nah.
it was just
There are
ridiculous.
parts that were like, all right, I see where you're going. All right, you
Yeah,
guys
I
are
mean,
crazy.
it was no extreme heist, but.
Oh, God.
Forgot about the Junior Defenders. Oh, snap. I'm gonna have to watch that again, son.
Oh, I don't know about that, but
don't think I need to watch it again.
it was good for the one time. Yeah.
But yeah, I Fall Guy was bad. Fall Guy
I'm
is the worst.
so bad.
Fall Guy's the worst. Degenerate is like second to
Are you
worst.
serious?
I agree, actually. Yeah, it's definitely second. If we're not counting Lovely Bones, because it's on a different scale, it's going to be Degenerate second
You
bad
know, that's why
worst.
I'm thinking I don't want to say anything because Degenerate, I think, is at the bottom of the list if we don't have the Lovely Bones.
Oh my God. What is what? 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 Extreme
Tristan.
Heist is second last.
Tristan was just a big. You're just a big fan. They killed that honky at the convenience store, aren't you?
Right, because I really wanted that to happen.
That honky and his swear words.
As opposed to all the other swear
And that's the
words.
thing, why on earth did Blair drag Marcus back with him? Like, what?
What?
He like at the end,
He
you know,
dropped him in front of Fresno Bob.
He was like, plop.
I
And what you
loved
gonna do?
it.
I'm gonna steal your money, yo. I'm gonna steal your money. Tell me where it is. I'm like, what? Are you serious?
What
Like,
was that, Marcus?
familiar?
I thought that was like a bodyguard or something.
No, that was
No,
Marcus.
that was Marcus.
Oh,
Said,
like
here's your biatch right here. He's dead. I shot him. Now what?
So you have
I'm
to
like,
look
give me
back.
your
So many
money.
layers. I have to look back.
Give me your money. Give me your money.
Layers.
And
Right
he's
after we're
like,
done, I'm popping this tape or this disc in.
he's like, Fresno Bob is like, e what? I'm gonna tell you what. What? He's like, give me your money, give me your money, tell me where your money is. He's like, what? And he's like, come on, shoot me, shoot me, shoot me. And then they're standing there. He's like, all right, you want me? I'm gonna kick you out of here, I'm gonna take you out of here. And then they're standing there, right there, standing. And he's like, okay, you go shoot me, man, you shoot me.
Yeah, I love
You
that.
don't shoot me.
It's quite the long,
Shoot me.
traumatic standoff.
Me.
Shoot me.
I wrote a
Oh,
song for you, mommy. Shoot me.
Shoot me.
Well, that, I mean, like that could have been the
Iconic.
song. I
Shoot
mean, it
me.
would have been, it would not have been that out of place if that would have been the song. I mean, considering I'll stab you in the face with a screwdriver and I'll stab you to your face. I mean, yeah. Shoot me.
Shoot me. And then he shoots him. And then, like, yo, Bernie Mac crackhead didn't even.
And now, yeah, somehow he blows away the whole like town basically, and everybody's got a gun, but somehow nobody even shoots, I don't think, at him. He just gets them all.
You know, plop, plop, plop. Done. Food coloring coming out the mouth.
Yes.
Come on, yo. Like,
Yes.
and then more dudes come in. Plop, plop. You know, like he not a scratch. He's like, ha ha, it's right. I'm out of here. He's like,
But
fine,
I
I don't need
also
your money. Like, wait a minute.
oh
So you shoot everybody and then you don't steal no money? Are you serious? Like you could have been.
yeah
he was gonna do that, wasn't he? He's like, I'm gonna take all your money, and then he leaves without taking anybody. Everybody's dead, but
Everyone's dead. Like you got through. Like you killed everyone. Steal the money. Like this dude ain't gonna do nothing. He's scared of you. Like
you just killed three guys. Well, and you know, I've got a gun pointed at you. Are you scared or?
Like steal the money now. Like, ugh, stupidness. Anyway, Blair.
Still last? I mean, dang, really?
What was there to like about it?
I mean, I don't know. It tried to do stuff. Like, I don't know. Like
Trying does not get you anywhere.
I mean,
all these movies try to do things and they fail miserably.
Well, which one would you put last?
Would I put last?
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to defend this one. Well, just I'm not attacking you because I don't care, but I just want to know,
wow.
Like, what would you
Whoa.
defend it against? Why would you put this above something?
I don't know. I mean, just because, like, most of the other movies, like, there's no, like, character. Like, the
So
characters are just, like,
what's below this?
I don't know. Everything's dreamized. There,
Right?
I said
Oh
it.
my God.
Oh, wow.
Mrs. Koichi in
Heathen.
that. I mean, she's awful. It's just
Seriously, Mrs. Koichi's gonna come kick your ass, Trist.
She will, because I loved her in Broken Path. I just thought her as the crazy I loved it.
Yes, that was great.
But her in Extreme Heist as like the sexy cop, no, it does not work. I hate it.
Oh,
It's just
no. No, it
tears at my
didn't.
soul every time I watch it.
I
Oh,
mean,
what? You are. Oh, jeez. Unacceptable.
I know, right? Like,
I mean,
extreme.
Broken Path had action. I
That's all
mean,
it
yeah, but I loved it. Like, the
Hey, stop being
ridiculously.
rude.
Yeah. That's going to be like one of my top ones. I like that.
Yeah, unbelievably ridiculous violence and vomiting people and like
And cutting people's heads off and all
Smell
that.
people's ears
Yes.
up.
I loved it. So
Too.
that's like that's gotta be up there. That's gotta be
Yes,
up there.
it
So yeah. Maybe Broken Path and then this one. Whatever
Oh my
this
God, you are so backwards.
is. I'm back, I
Wait, this is
guess.
number two on your list?
I don't know. Cause I just feel like I don't know. I don't know.
Oh,
It's hard to
yeah.
rank
Go ahead.
terrible movies.
It is. Because there's always different things that you look for in a movie. Like that one,
In
you have
terrible
just the
movies.
action. Yeah. And then, there's like the plot, and it's like, all right, which one
Yeah.
has one?
Or lack thereof. Yeah, exactly.
So basically, Degenerate is, well, of course, duh, we all are not like, oh my gosh, this is a masterpiece.
This is
Amazing.
Trist
But
is
spoilers, if
apparently.
you're a
No,
deep
I am
dive.
not. What are you talking about? I
Look,
start off saying this is
this
a
is
horrible
not
movie.
last on Triss's
No, it's not last.
list, which is a problem.
It's a
It's
problem.
almost
I
first on his list, which is a big problem.
I
It's almost like
guess.
Jiren is love for Ninja Storm.